Hey y'all, we're going to take a look today at Luke chapter 13 and Jesus' comments on the narrow door. It starts in verse 22. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught us in your streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves are cast out. And people will come from the east and west and from the north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last." So as the text says, Luke is reiterating for us that Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem. He's been on the way for some time now. But Luke wants to remind us that he's set his face on the cross and that the door that he speaks of here isn't going to be open for long for his hearers. In other words, the opportunity for them to respond to him is not going to remain open forever. Jesus' teaching through this section takes on an increasingly intense, increasingly confrontational tone. There's growing gravity and intensity to the things that Jesus has to say. And the crowds are sensing this conflict. They're sensing that Jesus is making it clear that not everyone is going to respond and therefore be a part of the kingdom of God. And that's why this question comes from the crowd: will all be saved or will few be saved? It was a common expectation among Jews at the time that all Jews would be saved, would make it to the world to come, but that all Gentiles would not be. And that's where this question is coming from, because Jesus has been making it clear that many in his Jewish audience were going to be outside of the coming, the new world that God was bringing about. And so they're getting the message and they're asking the question. And you have to always pay attention to Jesus, because he doesn't answer their question on their terms. "Will those who are saved be few?" He just says, "Strive to enter." If you're paying attention, Jesus is in many ways saying, "Well, yes, that's right." He says, he doesn't give, you know, percentages, how many are going to get in, how many are not, but he says, "Listen, there's a narrow door and few are going to take it. And so you should be careful. You should be deliberate. You should listen to and heed my warning and receive the promise that I'm giving. It's interesting. He says, "Strive to enter." The word he uses is the word from which we get agonize. And it means struggle. It means pay very close attention and work at it. Our instinct may be to say, "Hey, Jesus, stop talking about striving. You need to be talking about grace." But Jesus is warning. He says, no, there's going to be a lot of people who miss it. And you don't want to be among that crowd. So you should strive to enter into the door that's open now, that's open through Jesus as an invitation into the kingdom, but will be shut. And at that point, when it's shut, you won't be able to get in. Jesus is saying, look, the way into the kingdom of God demands more than just casual interest. It's not for the indifferent. It is for those who greatly desire to lay hold of the promise that Jesus is offering. And I think it's a universal challenge to all people, everyone, myself, you, listening. But I think it was a particular challenge to the hearers of his day. After all, when you look at how many among the Jews who responded to Jesus at his own time, it does not appear to be many. And so I think it was a particular challenge and a warning to them. And notice again that Jesus taps the theme of a feast. This is the wedding feast to come. Notice how much in Luke Jesus has been having feasts and using these as signs and pointers to the wedding feast to come and inviting people to participate in that feast, but also the feast to come. Notice the weak claim that these people will have when they knock on the door to try to get in after it's too late. Well, you preached in the streets of our towns and we heard you. Jesus will say, well, I never knew you. You never came to me and said, Jesus, be my teacher. Jesus, I trust you. I know, I believe that you know the way to live and the way to life. Show me that way. So again, this is a challenge to change that while the door is open, to respond to his invitation while the door is open. And I like this way of putting it. They've asked, will there be few who are saved? Jesus has turned the question around on those who asked and said, will you be saved? Right? And it's up to the people he's challenging. But I think it's an important way that Jesus turns that question around. Finally, this important saying, some who are last will be first, and some who are first will be last. I think this is speaking to the great reversal, the great surprise that Jesus says is coming in the last day. It's a challenge against the easy believism. It's a challenge against insiderism. It's a challenge against those who assume their birth or some experience they had or some credentials they have or the family they were born into. Any of those things are a secure entry into the kingdom of God. He says, no, no, not all will be saved. And the question is, will you be among those who are saved? I think this first and last quote is also indicating the openness to the Gentiles, which after all is going to take place, has been taking place to some degree, but will take place in full measure in the book of Acts as many Gentiles come to believe in Jesus. And so again, there is a great urgency, and we should hear the urgency that Jesus is carrying in his voice. We should hear the urgency of the question, will few be saved? And we should hear his question back to us, will you be saved? He wants us to. It's his promise. It's his desire. It's his invitation. It's the Father's invitation. But it's up to us to think about that question and respond to it. So may we be among those who lay hold of the grace that is available in Jesus. And may we struggle to enter the narrow gate that is open through him before the last day when that door will be shut. Amen.